people call the outside
rim.
The rim of the wheel.
There was something that wagon. Oh, back when we were on barrel hoops, there was that metal part there. I was trying to think of a term for it. I had it in my mind a while ago when we were talking about barrel hoops.
Was it possibly tire?
No. I guess rim, wagon rim, I guess, is what I was thinking of.
Well, say, ask you about this expression. If you saw a farmer go by with a load of wood mm-hmm. in his wagon, and he came back.
And he had a cord or a rick.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. And if he came back and his wagon was empty, and shortly thereafter he came back with another load, and this just kept up all day long, you would say that he was doing what?
Logging. Taking some wood somewhere.
Do you ever hear the expression so-and-so hauling wood?
Yes.
Or say, if you wanted to move something rather heavy, anyway, say if a tree had been falling across the road, it's blocking your way, you might say, take a rope tied to that thing and try to, verb that you might use there to describe
pull.
The process, pull or
jerk it out of the way.
Jerk it out of the way.
Lift it out of the way. Drag.
Yeah. What would the past form of that be that you would use? You say yesterday I
sitting here I'd probably say drug. I might use dragged. I don't know which.
And the participle you'd say, well, we've plenty of times before.
Dragging. I'd use dragging.
Have you ever heard a person use expression? We need to try to snake that thing off the road to mean some kind of dragging or pulling action.
I haven't used snake as a term. It generally means like slip into town, snake into town.
Snake, I see.
Or a snake down that hill over there to Mary Jane's and see what she's up to. Never in the term of dragging a tree off the road.
Say a farmer, when he's getting his land prepared for his crops, what do you call the thing that he breaks up the land with?
Plow, disc, farrow.
A what?
Farrow? I think that's something like a rake that you turn it with after you've broken it.
I see. Have you ever heard of any type of plow or something along that order that was used?
I've heard of breaking plow. That's about it.
Have you ever heard the term harrow?
Yeah, well, that harrow is what I meant instead of farrow.
I see. I meant to ask you, as we were talking about wagon, but the thing that the wheels turn on, you call that a...
axle.
Have you ever heard of or seen these wooden frames? Carpenters especially use them. The ends are kind of shaped like this. And there's a cross piece with another one of these ends on the other side. You might put two together and lay some planks across and use it for some sort of platform.
Sawhorse, are you talking about?
Right. Have you ever seen something similar to that, a type of wooden frame, but shaped like so, used primarily, say, for putting a log, right?
I've seen it. Heard of either that or saw it and read it in Foxfire 1 or 2.
Right.
I don't remember the name for it.
Have you ever heard the term sawbuck used around here?
Possible.
What do you say you use when you these things that you use to straighten your hair? You might use either a comb or a
brush.
And the verb form you say that
brushing or combing.